From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government forces failed to regain control of a Syrian prison. Nearly 800 detainees, mostly political prisoners, have maintained a revolt there for nearly a week. Syrian opposition leaders warn of a possible massacre of detainees in Hama Central Prison, calling on the international community to take action. Conditions of the prison are said to have deteriorated since government forces stormed it late Friday night and seized the facility's supply of food. Militants affiliated with the Islamic State group have claimed responsibility for killing 8 plainclothes police officers outside Cairo. Egypt's state-run MENA news agency says gunmen in a small pickup truck pulled up to the van carrying the policemen, got out and opened fire before fleeing the scene. It is the deadliest attack in Cairo since November, when 4 police officers were gunned down by IS fighters at a security checkpoint. North Korea's state-run news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling Congress party his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. The KCNA reported Sunday says that Kim is also willing to normalize relations with nations that had been hostile toward the North, and says Kim called for more talks with South Korea to reduce distrust. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has called for an early election for May 2nd. Mr. Turnbull hopes to win a second 3-year term for his Liberal National Coalition. He replaced Tony Abbott as leader of the Liberal Party last September, that coming just 2 years after the coalition government came to power. This is VOA News.